You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse city officials say they're working to ensure a brighter future for the long vacant former Syracuse Developmental Center now that they've seized it for back taxes. Police, fire, and DPW crews are working to secure the sprawling site on South Wilbur Ave to prevent additional arson, vandalism, and dumping. Mayor Ben Walsh says they will be very intentional and strategic when it comes to putting the property back to productive use.
This is a very unique property. Much in the way I describe 81 and the opportunity around that, the opportunity to redevelop 47 acres in the heart of the city doesn't come around very often.
The property has sat vacant for nearly a decade after earlier attempts at development fell through. Walsh recalls being at the auction in his previous role as Deputy Commissioner of Neighborhood and Business Development.
And I remember being concerned at the time that we didn't know who was taking ownership, and really up to this point we've never been completely clear on who's behind that LLC, and that's part of the problem.
As it has been with numerous other tax delinquent properties. Even while the parcel deteriorated and fell behind on taxes, Walsh says there's been no shortage of interest.
We've entertained conversations with developers that have looked at different housing opportunities, businesses that see it as potentially being a corporate business campus. We've had discussions about municipal uses. Not only do we have this large structure, but we have a lot of land, really a park-like setting.
It's also adjacent to the Roseman Gifford Zoo, so Walsh says they'll be talking about potential options there. Otherwise, he says it's too early to say how the building might be used. Police and fire officials say the inside is in very bad condition due to years of looting and fires, though anecdotally, Walsh says most of it is relatively structurally sound. They'll have a better idea once city engineers take a closer look. Those interested in the property can email nbd@syrgov.net. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.